This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I've been on a huge kick about self-awareness, like, you know, huge kick on mental strategies, you know, trying to find the fine line between being like what people think I am, like a motivational, you know, I'm scared because I don't want to be a motivational speaker, yeah. But I know if you only watch me on Instagram or you could get tricked. And so I'm always like trying to find angles, and I've really been getting into strategy more and more. I'm like, oh, my mindset is my strategy. Mm-hmm. It's not like I believe in the secret. Like if you're optimistic or positivity or yeah, you can do it. I think yeah, you can do it is important because it's a match.
Yeah.
Like rah-rah is important because it's a match. Yeah. But I also know a week later, people like go back to their normal place. So I'm trying to think about marathon mindset. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things is who the fuck you hang out with. Here's why. D-Rock, let's use him. I just think he's a different fucking dude hanging out with me for the last 3 years. And to be very honest with you, it's not even close. Like watching certain insecurities, it's been game changing. Yeah. Like I watch people that are closest to me, like when they come to me, build a lot of confidence because I have a lot of confidence. I'm rubbing off on them.
Yeah.
I also watch how I change, whether it's my wife or Maribel or Marcus or Claude or whoever it may be, like, or my team or D-Rock. Like I think about creative differently than I did 3 years ago because D-Rock rubbed off on me. That's what happened. You look at an old married couple, they're the funniest. I wish you could see it. Like it's amazing what happens with couples. They like gel into each other, right? Like, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people hang out with somebody who's a negative vibe.
Yeah.
And I just think that some people hang out with 4 negative vibes. So if your mom's negative, right? And your older sister's negative, and you have 2 negative best friends, fuck it, drop one of those 2 and go to the light and try to find the most positive person.
Yeah.
It's just so obvious to me. I see it every day. Yeah. There's people that either are trying to build you up because they're good. I'm popular because I'm so good inside that I'm trying to build all of you up because I don't think it's coming out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna get mine.
100%.
And so I want you to be happy. And so then that makes me happy. Yep. But if you're sad, you're trying to bring people down. When somebody goes on my Instagram account and trolls me, I feel sad for them. When they tell me I'm ugly or stupid or I suck, like I have a lot of female entrepreneurs I'm an investor with, and like a lot of them like, Gary, I want to be like you, but when I go out there, I have to deal with all the women shit. And they're right? Like dudes are fucking gross. And like, and then even if not dudes, you just see other women, like women bash women. And you know, I've been studying a little bit like the last couple months, like, you know, like, why are you wearing that? I'm like, geez, that's super conservative. Like, that's like the dresses to the knee. Like, it's not even like, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Like, but it's all the same game. It's not women on women crime. It's not dudes being gross. It's people who are not in a good place trying to drag somebody else down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why I think it's a big deal. I think it's painful. You've been homies with the person, or it's your mother. Like, I think people should drop their mother. Not really, like, hear me out. Like, you're not gonna drop your mother forever, but maybe you don't need to talk to your mom 3 times a day if she's super negative. Maybe you need to talk to her 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And that will change your life. Like, I don't understand it's become the most obvious thing to me in the world. And so I'm hopeful that I can break through. I'm desperate that one person listening right now is like, fuck it. And if it's like somebody you can kind of get rid of, you know, like a friend is easier. Family scares me. And the amount of people who have a positive father and mother, both, are almost nobody.
Yeah.
I kind of worked my ass off to get to where I am now, and I still don't see the success that I feel that validates me, you know? And it's like, I always sit and tell myself, like, no, like, you gotta really stop this shit because, like, you are successful and you're getting more success, but King, you're like, your mind's playing tricks on you.
King, first, success has to be redefined in our culture, bro. Like, success needs to be happiness, not how many, you know, zeros are in the bank account or how many followers one has. So, A, on some real shit, being as young of a man as you are, knowing that you're gonna live 4 or 5 more lives, you need to seriously, in its own self, really think, especially when you're coming from hip hop culture, looking at your backdrop, so much of success is in what you got, what you're wearing, who you with, how much you drop, how much you spent. Like, please, please, my man, let's use the serendipity of this moment together to A, start right now, just like, you know, just like your family pounded from the get, which is hard to get out. You know, stuff that's established in the beginning is hard to get out, but A, right from this moment, please use this and watch this video over again. Success needs to be, are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you happy? Comma, you need to really go into this like place, a quiet place, like this cave inside your own head where you need to be like, I'm some real shit. Yo, fuck my grandma, fuck mom, fuck dad, fuck my grandfather, fuck my uncle, fuck, like, you need to go into this place because every piece of value that they have over you is gonna always then go back to that place where you don't think you're shit.
Yeah.
On some real shit. Now, that doesn't mean you have to never talk to them again and fuck them.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't value their opinion.
Opinion's so fucking right.
You need to shit on their opinion.
Yes.
You need, and by the way, for you and everybody else, people have to look at where that opinion comes from. I have a friend who like really had issues with his mom growing up, and his mom was a wreck. And I finally looked at him like, this is when I was like 16. I was like, bro, your mom's a fucking loser. Why are you listening to her?
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to choose who your family is, but like, you know, which then leads to you don't get to choose who's fucking putting shit into your dome. But the reality is, fuck, like, to your point, if you've already quote unquote won more than they said, then now the whole rest of this game, the next 100 years is gravy.
Yeah.
Bro, you need to put positivity in your ears. You know, all those posters behind you, right?
Yeah.
Why are they icons? Why are they sitting on your fucking wall? Because they put out stories and people put that shit in their ears and that took them to a different place. They resonated with it. It was positivity, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes it seemed rugged, but it was optimism. I can get out, right? And so what you need to do now is at all costs, this is for you and everybody else, spend 100% of your time putting practical positivity, not some bullshit. Like if you dream, not some hippie shit.
Yeah.
Practical positivity into your fucking ear and limit that poison. Cut poison out of your life.
Yeah.
You know, you ever see Bronx? I think it's Bronx Tale where like the kid like sees a kid that he lent 20 bucks to and he still owes him 20 bucks. And he starts like chasing him and the gangster grabs him and says, yo, you got off cheap. Any manager, any friend or girl that just hung out with you because you had some money, like all that thing, you could cut, you're in control. You cut them out. I'm never mad when people try to floss off me or gloss off me. You know why? I'm in control. A, at this point, and even from the get, I'm hard to trick. But B, if somebody got me, because I didn't even give a shit if they tricked me, I can cut them. I'm the fucking energy.
Yeah.
Bro, this is a positive versus negative, yes versus no, good versus bad fucking world. Fucking lean into good and fucking cut bad out 24/7, 365, period.
I feel what you're saying. I fuck with that, yeah.
And go back to your life in your mind the last 7 or 8 years and think about what was bringing you good vibes. And like, I keep telling so many people, I'm like, find that kid in high school that you now think is a nerd because they're not as cool, but they were your fucking homie in junior high, but you think you're a little something, you're trying to be popular, you can't be friends with them, and fucking go back to that person and be friends again, because that's positive energy instead of the fucking negative energy of somebody you're looking up to.
What are your thoughts around like maintaining mental health or meditation? You talk about a lot of that type of stuff.
I think it starts with self-esteem. You know, I think a lot of people are drugging themselves or looking at meditation or trying to find things to get those voices out of their head. If you didn't wrap your self-esteem up in, this is a crazy thing to say. It's shocking to me how much my self-esteem is not wrapped up into my business accomplishments when it's basically what I am. Mm-hmm. Because I don't share anything about my family, so nobody really knows me that way. I am shocked about that. And it just makes me so happy. It makes me so strong, right? Because I'm like, I really just want people to be happy.
That's yours too. Like that's probably how you balance a little bit too, right?
Yeah, for sure. Here's my thing. Honestly, it was funny. You kind of caught my attention. You went a little bit different, but like, what the real thing is let's go real basic. It's mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The reason my life is good is some way between my mom parenting her ass off, being an immigrant, DNA, who the hell else knows what other factors. Somewhere very early, everything became, this is me. this is mine. Nobody else, nobody. I mean, you would be flabbergasted with my inability to take somebody's point of view on things and take it to mean more than my own. I don't think I'm always right. I respect the shit out of other people's opinions. I spend a lot of time watching them, but nobody's judgment of me that I'm a failure ever penetrates. And I want that for others, and I'm trying to think about ways to like talk about it. To me, you know, everything's mine. It's mine. It's like great, I lost. Like you saying I lost means nothing compared to me thinking I lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, and so I don't know. I think people are using too much outside validation to navigate their lives. Mm-hmm. And I use no outside navigation.
Yeah.
Even though I'm so public and I'm so out there. It's why I never, you know, the reason I grow audience is I never care about how many followers. It's never run through my mind once.
Yeah.